afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. I'm here with my co-host today, Butch Paul, Pastor Butch Paul, to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. Today is Thursday, February 15th, 2018. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon. You know, we're over halfway through the month already.
Oh, it's just unbelievable.
And, I mean, boom. Before you know it, it'll be 2019. I wonder what happened, you know?
In 2020. And it's just...
I know.
I used to like it when time went by fast. Now it's like, oh, I only think of... I think of it as aging.
Well, you know, life's like a roller coaster. The uphill ride takes forever, but the downhill side doesn't take long at all.
I like that one.
That's the way it goes.
I like that one. So here we go with gold prices. Well, we're still going up on gold, and we have gold up $270 today at $1,353.90, almost $1,354. Let's see. Silver was holding at $16.94. Platinum was up $6 at $1,006. And palladium was up $17 at $1,019. So you kind of have a horse race going on between platinum and palladium, and I still think platinum is still a good buy at this level because it's still trading $300 less than gold. Well, $300 more less than gold. So still a good buy because it normally trades above gold, the gold price, and certainly palladium is beginning to have a little bit of a pullback, and I do still believe platinum will regain its position, as most everything usually does when the fundamentals are certainly come into play. There was pressure on the dollar today, 0.43 at 88.55. Crude oil was up a dollar at 61.60. So interesting. Now we only got a couple dollar play for gold, and the dollar was down significantly, 0.43. That's a big day at 88.53. I thought they were going to hover that dollar around 90. Not quite sure, but where it's going. But you know, they want a lower dollar, and they, you know, that this is where they're heading, and you know that they're allowing it to fall. So I hope they think they can control it and it doesn't go into any type of a free fall, although that'd be great for gold, and you know, that's what it's all about. So that's one of the reasons why we buy gold. Paper markets today was a big day in the stocks. It was up 300 points at 1.23. Dow is back over 25,000. It's 25,200. The NASDAQ was up 112 points at 7,256, and the S&P was up 32 at 2,731. 10-year yield today, back a little bit, 2.89%, down 0.02, and you have the euro was up 0.30 at 1.25. European Asian markets were strong. You have the Olympics going on, you know. It's going to be a calm week in the paper markets anyway. So we're still looking at extreme fear in the fear and greed index. So all eyes have been focused on what happened in Florida yesterday. And so there really wasn't a lot of different news out there. A lot of the same reports that we've seen. I mean, as far as the finances, you know, and, you know, the debt and, you know, infrastructure and so forth. But, of course, all eyes, Pastor Butch, was on the shooting in Florida yesterday.
Of course, it was the gun's fault, though. You understand? They'll have to arrest
right.
Those evil guns.
I
gun's
get
fault.
That.
Always.
It's
always
the
gun's fault. Always.
Yes.
But, you know, I won't get into this because I know this is a – tonight I'll get into more of my program, but – we're reaping what we sow, Melody, for a lot of years in this country. God's not mocked. Whatever you sow, we're going to reap, and America's reaping it. Whether this is all real or not real makes a difference. It's causing chaos. It's causing fear. And a sinful people are easily deceived, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3, and are always fearful. That's what it is. People who are afraid are easy to control. You get people scared enough, they'll follow anyone to promise them safety. What was it Ben Franklin said? Anyone who would trade liberty for temporary security deserve neither.
Mm-hmm. I believe so, yes.
There we are. That's what's happening, and I won't get too much. I'll discuss it more in my program because I know we got a lot more to talk about, but there's a lot of things happening in this country, and simply the fact boils down to this, that a nation forgets God, Psalms 9:17, is turned into hell. Would you say we're heading down the road pretty quickly? When the students, whether it's all fake or not, whether it's real or not, makes a difference. When the students are afraid to go to school, when parents are afraid to take them to school, would you say we're heading down a bad road?
I think so. Absolutely.
And now we have a course in Michigan College. A Michigan College teaching a course on how men and boy relationships are natural and normal. A judge just ruled that reduced the sentence for a rapist that sodomized a three-year-old little girl because a three-year-old little girl asked for it. This is where our nation is today.
That was very similar to what Hillary Clinton, she was the attorney on for the woman that was raped, the teenage girl, I believe, my memory serves me properly, and they got the person off because I think that was their defense, too, I believe, it was her fault. It was her fault.
Well, she's a judge in California. Orange County, California judge ruled that. But I'm trying to find it. The college is up in the University of Michigan, teaches virtues of sex between men and boys. And mm-hmm. This is all America today. And whenever you have a nation that doesn't care about unborn children, they don't care about living children or older people, anybody in between. The Bible says that we have got a covenant with death and hell. And he also said, all those that hate me love death. Now, Melody, how much more right can the scriptures be, and how much longer do you think God's going to allow us to ignore him before he just takes the station all the way down? I don't care if Trump's in office or not. Sin's still sin.
Yeah.
You follow what I'm saying? Trump is not going to save this country. I'm sorry. He can't do it. No man can do it now. And I want to start on that because, that's another whole situation. But people got to understand, folks, temporary prosperity is a false facade to lure you further into the system, and then they're going to totally take you down. You've been listening, I'm telling you the truth. You keep trusting man's fiat currency, man's stocks, and man's ways of doing things, and not God's ways. And God's ways is precious metals, gold and silver, and that's what it is, bartering and doing it the right way. If you trust man long enough, you'll be taken in and taken down. Many people have been. Millions have been taken down already all over the world, not just America. But our turn's coming also. And I'll be shut up on that and move on now. But it is what it is, Melody.
No,
and I have to tell the truth. It's the way it is.
It is, and I agree with you 100%. We can't turn this country around until we bring God back in, until this country repents. And I don't see that. And usually before we ever get to that point, something really nasty has to happen. Now, whether the repentance is real or not remains to be seen. Many times we think we're heading that direction, then it's like, well, we're right back where we were, and it was, you know, it was all talk. And maybe not for some. I can't include everybody in there, but I guess if there was just maybe one or two or three who actually, well, then that's okay. But certainly as a nation, that's what needs to be done.
That's what needs to be done, yes. Well, the scripture tells that Christ created all things. By him, all things exist. In Colossians chapter, I won't say 3, but I'm wrong, it says that through him, all things consist. The word consist means he's what holds things together. When the spirit of Christ is taken out of society, things crumble and fly apart. Are we seeing that happening in our nation today?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen so much division and confusion?
No.
Deuteronomy 28:28 said, I'll smite them with madness and a confusion of heart. Are we seeing that today? I mean, come on. You and I are not too far apart in age, and we're not ancient. But
yes, we are.
Now, speak for yourself. I'm not. But anyway, but think what's always happened in our lifetime in this country. And think about how much down the road, even financially, we went in the wrong direction in our lifetime. Look what the dollar's come down to in our lifetime. From back and up to 1964, I could buy 12 hot dogs for a paper dollar or a silver dollar. Today, I still buy 12 hot dogs for a silver dollar, but how many hot dogs I get for a paper dollar? Half a hot dog? You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Insanity, sin has destroyed even the financial system, but people don't catch it. And I don't know how to tell any different. All I can do is tell them just keep on going down the same road till you hit a brick wall. Then maybe you turn around, look at us and say, hey, we're telling you the truth.
You know, I remember when I first got into this business, and, you know, I have long conversations with many of my clients, and we try to solve the world's problems. And, you know, of course, religion is always one that we talk about. Not all my clients, but, you know, some. And I can remember from day one back in the early 90s, you know, we talked about how things, and then we thought things were bad then. And I can remember specifically asking, well, how bad can things become? And I remember they said, oh, it's going to get much worse. And I look at today, and I remember that conversation, and I think to myself, how much worse can it become? And ladies and gentlemen, it's going to become much worse.
This happened right here in West Virginia. I got to show you this story, and I don't know if it's in tier or not. But I have a picture in front of me of the state legislative chambers in West Virginia. This just happened yesterday, I think it was. In the picture is two men grabbing the arms of a lady standing behind a podium. And in the background, picture this, in one of the speaker's seats, there is a Don't Tread on Me flag. You've seen those, right? The rattlesnake on it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. But this lady got up there, and she running for House Delegates, and she started naming names of people who are voting to make it easier for the gas and oil companies to drill and do things without the people's approval. Now, I'm not getting into the debate, the political side of that. The point of it is, she started naming names of people that were receiving donations from the oil and gas companies. One of them was the head of the Judiciary Committee, Charlotte Lane, who got $10,000 from gas and oil interest, and she named the companies to give it to her. They cut her mic off, told her she couldn't talk about that. She kept on talking. They drug her out. In the background, there's a Don't Tread on Me flag. Here's a lady being tread on by legislators who don't want their names called.
Isn't that interesting? You know, and it's interesting, too. I mean, and no one even really cares. There's a $15, $16, $17 million slush fund out there who paid people to keep their mouths shut on politicians for whatever reasons, whether it was sexual harassment or for whatever, you know, they did. We don't know. And it's like, there's no investigation of that to see where it went and who was behind it and who did it pay and so forth.
Yes. I know.
You know, and nobody cares.
It's amazing.
And you know what? Because $15 million isn't enough big enough money. It's not the money. It's not the money. Find out where it went, who it went to, and who did it protect. And it's just like we just accept everything, and things are so busy. Heck, you know, you get through the day. Here we are, the 15th of the month. It's like, oh, man, soon, you know, I guess it goes by so quick. People are so distracted. And there's always things being pushed into our face and pushed into, you know, what's happening with especially now with the Internet and all the cable networks and, you know, all these, you know, news programs and so forth. It's enough to make you dizzy.
Well, that's part of the plan.
That's part of the plan. It's distracting.
It is part of the plan.
Absolutely.
They keep you so busy trying to just make a living, you haven't got time to look up, you know.
Absolutely.
I mean, this picture tells a lot of things that I wish everybody could see. They can look on the website under PastorButch.com. PastorButch.com, look under Police State or American Minute or Constitution News. You see this lady being drug out, the article about her, with a Don't Tread on Me sign in the background, and her rights are being tread on right there in front of everybody.
Right.
All she was doing was, she had a minute and 45 seconds to speak, which is nothing, but she just started to read names and just giving up facts, and they drug her out away from the podium. That makes me angry, Melody.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
It does. I don't care whether she's right or wrong as far as what she's saying as far as the gas oil companies, but she's exposing people who took money from them that could be, we'll say, underhanded, and they shut her down. That
you know what's
very,
even
very much of the corruptness of society.
You know what's even more disturbing is those who have a tendency to disagree or have their opinions or trying to do the right thing, they're being labeled as they're nuts.
Yes.
They're crazy.
Exactly. I agree.
And not only is that, no, they're not. They have every right. They're not being violent. They're not being vicious. They're not being vulgar. They're just trying to express and trying to explain. and try to help people understand what's really going on. And now they're being labeled as nuts and everything, and that ruins their reputation.
Well, she was being totally in order. She went in and took her minute and a half, a minute and 45 seconds, as everybody else was, and all she was doing was reading her speech. She was doing nothing, you know, disorderly.
Oh, and that's my point.
Yeah, that's the point. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's the point.
Yeah, go to your city council meetings and you know, try to say something against their agenda, and you'll be told to sit down, be quiet, and pretty soon, if you do it on a regular basis, you will be labeled as a nut.
But maybe barred from being in there.
Perhaps.
Yep, it's happened before. Happened before. But that's America today. So
yeah. So a terrible situation in Florida, and you know, it's you know, people are going to hear a lot of different things, and but the way I view it, it's a such a sad tragedy, and it's you know, it's you know, sometimes words escape me as far as
it's America today, in America's last days. I just will tell it like it is. America is dying. And that's one of the signs of dying, is the evil starts coming out of them. It's like pus out of a wound. It's coming out. And America is dying. American society is dying, Melody. There was a time when the schools were not necessarily a good place to be, even in the 50s. But they were considered safe and moral. Teachers didn't teach boys how to be girls and girls how to be boys. They actually taught reading, writing, arithmetic. And today, it's totally turned around. And who suffers the most from this? The children.
And you know what is always amazing about this? They're going to have a trial for this guy.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's like, who needs a trial? You know?
Well, you know, another thing, too, that people don't realize, that the one they caught at first had a gas mask on. This boy didn't have a gas mask. I don't know. I really don't know. I wasn't there. I didn't see it. But a lot of things, you know, I don't know, Melody. It's just insane. It is insane. Time will tell.
It really is. I mean, just like anything else, we know that the media is never truthful to us. And so it allows these questions to pop up. And it doesn't take if you have any type of critical thinking, you're going to ask these questions as far
you
as, well,
to.
Why is this? Why is that? And, you know, give us the real answers, you know. But we never get the true answers. Like, they have some sort of big investigation they have to do. And it's like, well, what do you have to investigate? It's pretty easy to figure. I thought investigation was to find out what happened. Well, we know what happened. String them up. I mean, how difficult is it? And
oh, my goodness, is it break time already?
It certainly is. And when we come back, we'll be talking a little more about finances. So stay tuned. And we'll be back in just a few short minutes.
We will find you acting on your best.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. I'm going to continue the special on the Mint State 64 $20 gold pieces at $1,505, and that includes a free silver eagle. And if you purchase two or more, it also includes free shipping. So it's a tremendous buy. They really popped just the beginning of the week. We were selling them for $1,460, I believe. $1,460. They popped to $1,480. Now they're $1,505. And so a great performance for those Mint State 64 $20 gold pieces. And of course, they also provide privacy, and they also provide protection against confiscation. So premiums are at 20-year lows. So you can't beat it. Buy low, sell high. We talk about that all the time on the program. So it's a perfect opportunity if you have bullion coins to get in some $20 gold pieces. And if you have hundreds, if you have oodles and oodles of gold bullion coins, now's the time to take one of those oodles and buy and trade them for Mint State 64 $20 gold pieces. And you can do that very privately. Does not generate any 1099s when you trade gold for gold. So great time to be doing things with premiums at 20-year lows. So give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Please make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for our weekly newsletter. And like I said, it was fairly quiet in the financial news arena, certainly with the stock markets trading up. They're looking to be on the best, you know, you have 1 week, and it was the worst week for how many years, since 2007, and then all of a sudden you have the best week since 2016. And again, it's just paper trading. There's no true fundamentals underneath it. It's all based on the illusion that things are going to get turned around in this country. It's all based on hope, optimism, confidence, and, you know, I don't know how many trillions of dollars I've lost cost. I lost track of the trillions of dollars of infrastructure spending, and they want to privatize the airports. And I don't have a problem with that. Do you?
Actually, I don't. That's one of the articles I had today going to talk about. I mean, I don't have any problem with that at all. I'm trying to find the article. Trump infrastructure plan privatized the airports. So President Trump's long-awaited infrastructure plan requires selling off federal government interest in two main Washington, D.C. area airports. Ronald Reagan Washington National and Dulles National airports have been targeted for potential divestiture under the plan released Monday. The federal government owns and operates certain infrastructures that would be more appropriately owned by state, local, or private entities, the plan says. I have no problem with that. I would like to think it'll make it more efficient, maybe more cost efficient, because it'd be more of a free enterprise system where they can compete with one another. If the government gets its hands out about anything, Melanie, the prices usually go down because restrictions and the more laws just make it go up.
Well, the thing of it is, if they're only talking about those two airports in the D.C. area, well, no, I think, you know, I think these airlines, they're the ones that I don't think there should be any federal dollars going into any of these airports across the country. It should all be bought and paid for by the airlines. But that would make your airline tickets go higher. That would keep people from traveling. And, of course, that would not be good for the economy. So they're not going to do that nationally. I also question,
Would it make prices go up, really? I mean, after maybe a little bit for a brief period of time.
Absolutely. Somebody's going to have to pay for it, and certainly the shareholders aren't going to.
Well, I understand that, but would that be, my mind, just my thinking, correct me if I'm wrong, the price may go up for a while to maintain the airports and get everything kicked off, but what competition may drive them down later? I just wonder about that.
I don't think the airlines have ever done a real good job in competing with one another. I mean, they go bankrupt more often than Twinkies. I mean, they've been bankrupt how many times? So these airlines really don't survive long or do well without government assistance. They just never have. And they might do well for a while and so forth, but I don't think competition would bring down the airline. Not when you're talking about the amount of money that has to go into these airports too. And then again, we don't know where oil prices will be in the future and so forth. So, but how long would it be, even if it did, how long would it be until competition, struck in order to make a difference? It's going to be a long time.
But how much we spend in to maintain these airports with tax dollars? I mean, when you travel.
Oh, I get that.
When you travel, we have a choice either to go or not to go. But unfortunately, taxes are not our choice.
No, I get that.
Yeah,
I get that.
I don't know.
I do think airlines should pay for, the airports. But I don't think competition is going to bring down the pricing on airline tickets once they raise it to recoup the cost, because it would be an ongoing cost to keep these ports up to date. So no, it wouldn't lower. I don't think it would lower airline tickets first. If they raise tickets by 30, 40, 50%, what are they going to do? Drop them maybe to 45% or 30 again? So no, I don't see anything going down, because then we can also go back to our monetary policy, and we know that we have built-in inflation.
Well, so tell me, this is a kind of a no-win situation for the consumer. Well, either we're paying taxes, or if you want to travel, you pay it when you travel. Again, I'd rather see it our choice. I don't have to fly, but I do have to pay taxes.
That's right. And what's interesting about those two Washington airports, and they want to privatize those. Well, at one point in time, you had, and I'll tell you why, you used to have a lot of politicians fly in there, I would assume, a lot of global leaders and important people, business people and so forth, flying into there. But now they have their own private jets. They don't want to circulate amongst us on regular commercial open folks. So they have their own airline. They have their own jets in order to get from point A to point B. They don't use the commercial airlines anymore. And I remember flying into Dulles in D.C., and I remember we were on a train with a pilot that flew us in when we were coming back from one of our European trips. And the pilot and the stewardesses were saying, "Oh, we just hate flying in here. This airport is probably one of the worst in the world." She says, "You would," and all they did was complain about the poor condition of the Dulles airport. And this goes back probably 7 years ago. So I can only imagine that it's worse than what it is today. So yeah, they want to dump it while it's in these bad conditions and privatize it and so forth. But the business people, politicians, they don't use those D.C. airports anymore. So,
I haven't built a Ford Mobile plane yet, so maybe that'll come down in the future. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, with the tax reform, I said this the other day, that they now can write off 100%. If they buy a corporate jet, they can write off 100% of it. And that was
really?
In the tax. Yep.
Oh, well, when are you buying yours?
Tomorrow. Do you want to go halvesies with me?
I'll go halvesies with you. I'll write you a bad check. Sure, why not?
But yeah,
gracious.
They now get it was in the tax reform. So, you know what? There's always these dots that are connected, and it's always for the wealth. And, people get upset with me because they think I don't like wealth. I don't have a problem with making wealth. What I have a problem is when the wealth influences
the laws.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I pay for it. Then I have a problem. And
how many laws have been bought and paid for with wealthy people from the beginning of the industrial age through the railroads and other places to today? Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, the railroad's the one that started the time change. You know that, right?
I read something about that just recently.
Oh, yeah, Eastern time, Central time, Mountain time, West Coast time. They started time change to set schedule by. So they're the one that actually changed the time. Now, I'm not making it up. That's truth. I'm serious. But anyway, move on here. But I want to run this by an idea. And Trump says Trump hardened his immigration stance during a crucial week for Senate. Now, this is what it's saying, basically. You know, illegal or legal, but either one comes over here, and once they're here, they can bring their family in. They bring in their uncles, aunts, cousins, brother, sister, whatever. They can keep branching out. When they bring in their uncles, the uncles bring in their family, and their family bring in their family. Trump wants to stop it. They want to stop the idea that the U.S. from illegally sponsoring their parents for citizenship. I think it's a good idea. What do you think?
If you think it's a great idea, it's a great idea.
Well, again, to come across, you can't just open the door and say, okay, you come in legally, you can bring in one more, and they'll bring in one more, and 10 more, 15 more. You can't do that. That's not how it's supposed to work. You can't just adopt illegal and say, okay, you're legal because I brought you over. Wasn't there a set pattern to become citizens in this country?
Pardon?
What wasn't there a set pattern or education to go through to become a citizen?
There was.
There was, wasn't there? So,
yeah.
So how
quite
come,
significant.
Yeah, really. It took a little bit of time, a little bit education as far as educating yourself to know how to do this. But now the illegals come in, or legals come in, and they, after a while, they can bring in their own families, and that family can bring in a member, can bring in another family member, and it keeps multiplying itself out. So he's absolutely right. This must be stopped. You come in the way it's supposed to be, or don't come in. But it's getting so bad that some advocacy groups are warning communities to stay out of certain areas because they might be arrested because you're illegal. And we have that in Florida. They're starting to arrest illegals. In 17 Florida sheriffs are spreading. They're spreading fear through the state, and now they have groups coming out, advocacy groups, are saying, "Don't go to Florida. You'll be arrested. You're illegal." Now, I've got to ask a question. I ask you this off the air. If it's illegal and I help someone to elude the law, have I not broken the law also then?
I do believe so.
I believe that's law. I believe if you robbed the bank and I hid you in my home, they would call me an accessory after the crime, wouldn't they?
That is correct.
Or whatever. So
that is correct.
These advocacy groups should be also fined or put out of business for supporting the fact that they're warning illegals, don't go to Florida, you'll be arrested. Stay where you're, whatever you got to do, but don't go down there. So this is where we see the problem being. It's illegal or it's not illegal. And I, for one, am getting tired of feeding these people. Now, I know all of them aren't that way. Folks, don't throw rocks. I'm telling the truth here. But in West Virginia, as I said the other day, we're the lowest state on the poll paying out money for illegals. $71 million we pay out of this state every year for illegals. We're the lowest one. But we can't pay our own bills. We got to raise taxes to cover our own bills. Why should we pay for somebody else that don't even belong here legally? Now, that's real easy to me. $71 million, Melody, in a state's budget, small. We got 1.5 million people in the whole state. $71 million to this state is a lot of money. And so why should I pay for them when my power bill this month is $510?
Well, I was reading about the pension plans. I think I'm not sure if we talked about it on this program or not, but California's, and they're ready to raise taxes and cut the benefits. And yet, you're right. And then you have other funds that are going, these people are paying for funds that are going to support these sanctuary cities in California. So
yes.
How wrong is that? These people work. They had a contract with the state that they would have these benefits when they retired. Now they're cutting because the state can't pay it because, the money's going elsewhere. And it really should be going back to these pensions shouldn't be adjusted. But it's just not California. It's everywhere there.
It's
many
everywhere.
States, yeah, that they're underfunded.
Here in West Virginia, the teachers are about ready to strike. The legislature offered a 2% pay raise the first year, 1% the next 3 years, which is more by the way than I've gotten several years. Nonetheless, that's what they offered. And now we're spending $71 million to keep illegal aliens. Well, if we could take that money and put it to the teachers and public employee salaries, would that be a little more fair than giving them somebody that shouldn't even be here in the first place? We're struggling to keep teachers from striking. We can't afford to pay them. Yet we're putting out funds, $71 million, to take care of people that aren't here illegally. Now, come on, people. Surely you got more sense.
But all they'll do, Pastor, all they'll do is raise property taxes to pay for the teachers, and what are you going to do? People are going to pay it because they don't want to get kicked out of their homes.
That's right.
And that's what they use property tax. It's always for the teachers. It's always for the schools. And you always get to raise your taxes. What do you get to say about it? Absolutely nothing.
The $71 million you're paying illegals, though, could pay that, could fund that easily.
Sure.
Anyway.
But with the budget, I'm going to go back to the budget. Mulvaney, all right? He's been pitching the spending bill, you know, on various cable programs and so forth. This is a discretionary budget. And that's what they'd mean. They're going to be able to take money to switching from Social Security, maybe Medicare, to pay for other things. So they just don't budget one thing and have a regular budget that they have to keep. It's discretionary. They get to pay for whatever they want to pay for. And the guy asked him, is this good? He says, well, if I was in Congress still, I wouldn't vote for it. And he's the guy that's running around promoting it. How sick is that?
Well, I don't know. I just marvel how with the people as a whole, the masses never look at this bill. They don't pay attention to this. I don't know what they do, but they never pay attention to it.
And I think the guy who was asking him the questions, I think he was just shocked. Instead of saying, you know, are you, and asking him, what are you doing, you know, doing the dog and pony show? And you wouldn't even vote for it if you were still in Congress.
What was the answer?
That's my question.
Oh, okay. Okay, oh, that's your question. Okay, yeah, all right.
But he wouldn't vote for it, yeah.
Well, you know, Hungary
and they
had
want
a good
to go
idea.
At, they do want to go after the entitlements. Oh, we got to support the military. Well, how about bringing those guys home and closing some of those bases that you said?
I guarantee, yes, that's exactly right. But you know, you and I are here. We're getting to be up in our years a little bit, so we're
not me.
Well, I know you're only 29 yet. I'm 39 actually. But anyway, they don't need us. Well, they'll come back on what we have worked for over lives. You know, they took away your savings account because it took away the interest. There's no interest on savings anymore. It's just not there. They're destroying the retirements everywhere. But who are we to complain? We got to keep the military going. We'll spend $30 million for a parade. We can afford that. What's $30 million?
It would build. It would make the country feel good.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Everything is just so bizarre, and you know what? It just keeps everybody guessing. And you know, it was just like Obamacare. I mean, they came out, the guy who wrote it or was a part of involved, and you know, they actually do market tests.
Yeah, they do.
We are heading into a break. I thought I didn't hear the music, but. Butch, we're heading into a break. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Don't miss out on our special Mint State 64 $20 gold pieces. It includes a free silver eagle, and if you purchase two or more, you get free shipping, $1,505. So it's a great buy. Visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com, and make sure you sign up with our weekly newsletter. So so we were talking about the budget and the spending and the wasteful money
and immigration,
and you know, we were going to, Paul Ryan is also running around touting their great spending bills, trying to get infrastructure spending support and all that, and you know, he's saying, oh, we got to support the military, and basically they're just going to take it from the entitlements.
Go ahead.
And it's just not from Medicaid or Medicare. They see those $20 trillion plus dollars sitting there in retirement accounts. So don't think for one moment that they won't go after them.
Well, you know who John Whitehead is, right?
John Whitehead.
The Rutherford Institute.
Off the top of my head, I can't think of him.
Anyway, he is a Christian constitutional lawyer, and he's the head of the Rutherford Institute. He defended Phil Hudlock in a case here in, or his company did, in the state several years ago, because Phil will not take a badge with his number on to work in school. But nonetheless, he wrote an article entitled "The Military Industrial Complex Strikes Again: War Spending Will Bankrupt America." Now, this is a written part about Steve Lopez, Los Angeles Times. Says, why throw money at defense when everything is falling down around us? Do we need to spend more money on our military, about $600 billion this year, than the next seven countries combined? Do we need 1.4 million active military personnel and 850,000 reserves with the enemy at the moment? ISIS numbers in the low tens of thousands. If so, it seems there's something radically wrong with our strategy. Should 55% of the federal government's discretionary spending go to the military and only 3% to transportation, when the toll in American lives is far greater from failing infrastructure than from terrorism? Does California need nearly as many active military bases, 31 of them actually in California, I didn't know that, as it has UC and state university campuses? And does the state need more active duty military personnel than public elementary school teachers? So these are good questions. I mean, why are we spending $600 billion to maintain? Why do we have bases in so many different countries around the world? I was protecting their interests. Their interests about what? Melody, America first is what Trump ran for, right? He said America first, right?
That's correct.
You know what he said? Why don't we get our nose out of other countries' businesses, come back here and mind their own business, build our own country the way it should be, and defend ourselves if necessary? So why are we trying to fight so many other people's wars? We've done that ever since I can remember. I know I'm talking about Vietnam, the same thing. We're fighting in places we shouldn't be because somebody is making billions of dollars, trillions of dollars, off of young people that sacrifice their lives and their limbs and their families to fight these so-called police actions to line the rich man's pocket. And as this article just said, they did it again. so that they will withdraw their funding from people who deserve and earn the money. They will take it and spend it on the military budget, because we are now an empire, and empires must spend more and more military to maintain its power around the world. You realize that, of course.
Yes.
So we are.
And, yeah. And so that is the main... But you also have other countries that are building up their militaries also. Certainly China is, they're really, you know, people, you hear two different stories that they're almost behind us, and then you have others that, you know, they still have a ways to go and so forth. And with China, you really don't know, because they would never tell, you know, they don't let anything leak out what they have and what they don't have. And so...
Well, I'm not anti-military. I'm not. Although our founding father
warned us about,
our founding father warned us about standing armies. I mean, really, not. And I'm talking about the standing army during peacetime. But if we would take just a little bit of the money that we spent maintaining these bases all over the world and put it in maybe even the better defense ideas, how we could protect ourselves and shield ourselves from different things, maybe we could make a better deal out of this and protect ourselves and become a prosperous nation. I don't know. All I know is America is an empire, and never in history has an empire ever finished well. That's a fact. It's never had finished well.
But didn't you know this time's different?
Oh, yeah, I sure it is.
this time's different.
This time's
different. What they tell us. It's different.
But I do want to get back to immigration, because I want to talk about Hungary. Hungary is doing something right. They have a sign up at one of their country entryways here. It says, "Stop Soros." Hungary submits anti-immigration Stop Soros bill to Parliament. This is Budapest. And Poland probably doing the same thing. Hungary's nationalist government introduced legislation that would empower the interior minister to ban non-government organizations and NGOs that support migration and pose a national security risk. The bill submitted to Parliament late on Tuesday is a key part of Prime Minister Viktor Orban's anti-immigration campaign targeting U.S. financier George Soros, whose philanthropy aims to bolster liberal and open border values in Eastern Europe. The government says the bill, which would also impose a 25% tax on foreign donations to NGOs that back migration in Hungary, is meant to deter illegal immigration, Orban says, and eroding European stability that has been stoked in part by Soros. Hungary and Poland are both under nationalist governments that have clashed with the European Union leadership in Brussels, with their perceived authoritarian drift deviating from the EU standards on democracy and rule of law. So Hungary and Poland, good for you. Good for you. They're telling Soros to take a hike, and we're going to pass laws. We're not going to let you influence our NGOs here without paying a huge price for it, to bring in illegal immigration to destroy our country. Look what's happened to Sweden. Look what's happened in Germany. I mean, Melody, if you go off the mainline news, they don't talk about it on ABC or CBS. You go online and read the stories of what's happening in Germany. A young girl is being raped in the streets, and the cops do nothing about it, by gangs of roaming bandits. I don't care whether they're Muslim or what they are, but most of these are Muslims. And the law doesn't touch them. And now, in Minnesota, an answer to the problem in Minnesota is, this is up in, let's see, I'm trying to find it. It's a bill been introduced in Minnesota by Republican State Senator Jim Abendler. He wants to give $18 million of taxpayer money to the Muslims so they won't be poor anymore, and that way it'll stop terrorism. Ever heard that before?
No, I haven't. Who reported on that one?
That's the D.C. clothesline. That's the D.C. clothesline. SF 1722 is the bill. Minnesota State Senate. So they want to spend $18 million of taxpayer money in Minnesota to give it to the poor Muslims so they won't be terrorists. Let's see now. I think the idea under LBJ's great society was, you're rid of poverty and people quit stealing and killing. Well, if that worked. I just contemplating things in the past. I wonder if, without teaching the children and young people morality in the schools and at home and in churches, would money stop the problem? It never has it?
No, it hasn't.
So there you go. But $18 million taxpayer money, we're going to give it to the poor Muslims so they won't riot and be terrorists. And that's what the answer is. Throw money at it.
throw money at some things, throw good money down a rat hole and, see what you get. And it usually doesn't equal to much. But, and the taxpayers in that area, in the state, no one really pays attention to what's in these budgets. I mean, when you pass the budget, just like what we've seen in Congress, they passed this, 700-page spending bill, but hey, they got it 24 hours before they voted on it. Nobody looked at it. Nobody read it. And so there isn't anything good in there for citizens of this country.
And Millie, that had to be written. That wasn't written overnight.
It wasn't written overnight. Yeah.
No. 700 pages. Somebody had to write on for several months. Wonder who wrote it.
And that's what they do things. That's their
modus operandi.
Yeah, thank you. Took the words right out of my mouth.
There you
and,
go.
It's the same thing over and over. I used to have a book that used to be on my coffee table for anybody who would visit. They'd pick it up, and it was is about legislation. That's always been written, that it's never for, us. It's never for us. It's never for the people. It's always for it's really for the wealthy, the elite. They pass laws. That's how these lobbyists, these lobbying groups become so powerful, so wealthy. Yeah. All the money flooding into D.C. We talk about, eliminating or draining the swamp. Well, it's just not the politicians that we need they're the part of it. They're the ones that takes the bribes. But how about eliminating these lobbyists?
I agree. And how do you get the point about 500 people? Go ahead.
Yeah. Nobody talks about the lobbyists.
No,
it's always the politicians. So, even those that are, that are trying to drain the swamp, it's just not the politicians.
So. Well, we got 500-some people in Washington, D.C. to run the whole country. That's a fact. They pass the laws around the country. And they have the police force behind them to enforce those laws. They have the IRS, which is a private collection agency for the Federal Reserve. It's a mafia, and they enforce their laws but the point of a gun. I'm talking about a few people now, but the masses don't see it, and they comply because they're afraid. Again, a sinful people are easily controlled because they're fearful people. Now, the Fed's warning right now, Melanie, about inflation. They said inflation has arrived. What are they talking about? What do you mean inflation has arrived? The New York Fed and Philadelphia Fed said that inflation has arrived. What do you mean inflation? I thought we ain't got a raise in retirement funds for years because there wasn't inflation. 2% or whatever, but there's no inflation. What are they talking about? There's the Fed's. Inflation has arrived. What are they talking about here? Somebody's lying.
Well, who do you think's lying? Who do you think's lying? It's the same old thing. Yeah, they don't talk about, why there's inflation. And most people think that, a little bit of inflation is good. They see the home prices inflating. They see this, and it's just like, no. You guys have been sold a bill of goods. It's just like, and you just, everybody thinks it's great. Oh, well, we need, prices are always going to go up. It's like, really? Do you really believe that? It's just like these bitcoins. People who deal in cryptocurrencies, they think that they're always going to go higher. And I'm thinking to myself, it's like, why don't you go out and buy some Iraqi dinar too? Because you always promised that those were going to go to millions of dollars, that if you invested, $800, you'd get $20 million in return. It doesn't happen. But yet, and I've seen this. And I talked to a client with Bitcoin. He says, hey, Bitcoin's going to go down to 6,000, 6,500, and then it's going to turn around and go back. And that's exactly what it did. So you can't project that.
I'm sorry. Let me keep interrupting you, but you're making points here that you are backed by people with some wisdom warned us about years ago. Thomas Jefferson said, merchants have no country. The mere spot they stand on does not constitute as strong an attachment as that from which they draw their gains. Merchants have no country. They're out for the profit.
Yep.
And he also said, if the American people ever allow private banks to control the issue of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation. The banks will deprive the people of all property until the children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. The issuing power of currency should be taken from those banks and restored to the people whom it properly belongs. When's the last time even Congress had any say-so on the value of money?
Yeah, truly. No, not at all. I'm sorry, Pastor Butch. I was looking, my screen was looking like we were disconnected.
Oh, okay.
Well, so I think we're still on. I'm not sure if Todd's there, but maybe he can let me know if we are, or did we... It'll only be a minute. We'll just continue on.
Okay.
It looks like we're still there.
No,
so anyway,
there.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. I mean, these corporations don't have a country. And I'm going to talk about Friday on Peter Thiel. He's a billionaire investor, you know, PayPal. He's on the board of Facebook. And he's preparing for the end of the world in New Zealand.
Yes, he is.
Yes. And I read an article about that today, and I mean, it's just like, you know, these are the guys that create the problems. They're the ones that make the problems. They're the ones who benefit from these problems, and then they go and hide their little heads on some island that he became a citizen of, supposedly, through the mail. I mean, who can do that?
They can. You can't. They can. Yeah, exactly.
They can. So, anyway.
Well, that is a society, like I said, and Melody, I am a pastor, that's who I am, that's what I do. The nation forget God's turned into hell, and that means in every way possible. I mean morally, of course, absolutely morally, but spiritually, physically, financially, it's all destroyed, all disrupted, all makes no sense, because sin causes insanity. Matter of fact, the word sin, S-I-N, stands for self-indulgent narcissism. That's where we are.
And we are at the end of the show, too. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. We'll be back tomorrow. We have James Corbett joining Dave Allen, and I'll be here live for the first 20 segment of the program. Until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
Bye-bye. That's too bad.